Yes, the state game will be following episodes of Martin
and Moesha.
ACC Network. I don't even know where that is.
Sister to sister, following the game.
No. After episodes of 106 and part. Whatever, we'll get there.
But oh no, wait a minute.
What?
I'm throwing a flag on the play.
What?
We did a football blitz, NFL. And we'll get back to the Lions call. But how did we miss the elephant in the room, David?
I just realized what I did there.
How did we miss the elephant in the room? We talked about the Cleveland Browns. We talked about all these other. We missed a team who came out
the Steelers?
There. Who came out there looking like Spider-Man.
Oh,
in their
that
new uniforms.
Team. Yes. The New York Giants.
How did we miss the G-Man?
I'm so sorry. I don't know how I missed the G-Man. Mike, your thoughts?
You're a bad person.
I was trying to be good, I guess. I don't know.
Can we just go talk Lions, please? Please. Here's what I'll tell you. Let me explain to you the human cost of this, and then we'll move on, because I want to get to these Lions callers. But see, it's not about me. Those POSs ruined my Father's Day, and that's how you really upset me. See, all right, now that you don't need to change your cable provider to have Sunday Ticket to watch out-of-market games, I said, okay, I'm going to surprise Big G. I'm going to get him Sunday Ticket because he's sick. He just wants to watch the Giants. Not that he's sick health-wise. He's sick mentally. He wants to watch his team.
I was like, wait, Big G's sick?
He's sick, but he ain't sick.
Well, skip the beef for a second.
No.
It's like,
no.
Okay, I feel bad for this.
So I said, you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. Surprised him with Sunday Ticket. Hoodwinked him. I told him, yeah, I got to put a new app on your TV. Just something you're going to like. Then he got all angry because I paid for it. Whatever, too bad. The point
Michael.
Is, yeah, oh, it please, it was warfare. But I said, you know what? I'm going to make this nice. This is one of the only games the Giants might win. I'll go watch the game with him. Even supplied him his favorite Italian sandwiches. I go, look, we're having a nice little, we're having a little man afternoon here. And what I proceeded to watch was the most disgusting performance of the week in the sport of football. I mean, I told you, watching Hard Knocks, I hated Shane and Dable. Mm-hmm. That they looked like clowns. Mm-hmm. And what I saw there, what happened? These two jackasses decided we're going to put a quarterback with a neck brace and a blown ACL. That's our plan. We have all deep ball receivers. Do you know how many passes the Giants threw over 20 yards? Wait for it. Zero. We got a defense. We go out and get Brian Burns and Kayvon and Dexter Lawrence. Did they play? We got sexed up by Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. I may have a redheaded kid because Sam Darnold just effed me. And you know what happened to Big G? He didn't even get through his sandwich. All there was a sad sub. Just sad gabagool, and him slumped over in a chair, and it was like a TV drama. I had to check his pulse to make sure he was still there. He was so beaten. My dad looked like a wet dog that he texted me later on, and he goes, Michael, they upset me so badly, I haven't watched football the rest of the day.
Wow.
He joined the Lions game in progress. He aced out of all of it, and he took my mom to the cider mill. He'd had enough. He had enough.
I mean, good news, David, Kenny.
At least Fat Dayball was adorable. See, Skinny Dayball is just a Richard. Skinny Dayball, now I just want to hit him. Like, I want to physically punch this man in the face. Because he's not even a nice person. All he's doing is screaming at all of his players, hey, Bluto, you suck. You're terrible. Joe Shane looks like he's in over his head. And John Mara, please. He is William Clay Ford 2.0. Sell the team. That was the 100th anniversary celebration yesterday. Right. They had all the greatest players back. And you know what the Giants decided to do? Daniel Jones decided he was going to go out and basically pop a squat over MetLife Stadium. Like if we had Godzilla-sized Daniel Jones, He popped a squat over MetLife. That's what he did. And they wrecked my father. So make fun of me however you like. Just understand, well, there's an older man who's heartbroken.
Good
and
news
now
is,
I feel like a jerk. No. You know what my gift to my father should have been? I should have walked up, ding dong, kicked him in the sack, and turned around. It would have been better than buying Sunday ticket and wasting money for him to watch this.
Good news is the Giants entered the MCU. They are now Spider-Man.
I like the uniforms.
I didn't mind them.
But guess what? It wouldn't matter what uniforms they wore. When you play that way, please. May as well put a giant penis on your helmet. Because you are bleep head. Oh, it's just, it's embarrassing. I couldn't even join the afternoon with my father.
Bro, I can't laugh.
I left. I cursed in front of my mom, and that upsets her. Yeah. I had to leave.
Well, you can't do that, Mike.
I did.
You cannot do that.
After he threw that ball to Van Ginkle, I said, "You dumb MF." And my mom was like, "Michael, you can't say that." I go, "I just did." And I said, "And he supports this." Bleep. And I pointed right to that sad bag of bones. My father.
You put it right back on your dad.
I did.
So your father under the... He's having a hard enough time and you throw him
under
the bus.
He was slumped over in his chair, arms crossed like this. I go, "You keep supporting this. You." He had no retort. I finally won the argument about Daniel Jones 6 years into it. So yeah, there you go. So, you happy?
So he didn't have little dimes?
No, he didn't.
I love that.
You, David, I should have,
David. When they beat Minnesota, and he had the dimes that he was dropping off. Oh, Big G was in his world that day.
So Lions fans, I love you, and I'm happy for you. Just understand, my football team is actively killing my father. It is my football team should be charged with murder. I should have just taken a picture of his sad sub sandwich and framed it for him.
I like the fact.
This is why you got kicked out of the room when you were 8 years old. It's because of stuff like that.
It was 10 and it was the Super Bowl.
You dumb M. Kitty. I should have raided Thorville.
No, he's really enjoying himself. I got to tell you, I wouldn't be angry if your heart stopped right now. You're being very mean.
Oh, my God.
I'm just imagining you two actually doing that. Hey, Dad, I was going to get you DirecTV, but you're going to appreciate this more.
Ding dong.
Hey, Dad, want to watch your team every week?
You'll appreciate this more, Dad. Trust me.
I should have punched him in the face.
Let me get you.
Here's 17 weeks of Giants football, or I hit you with my car. Merry Christmas. Bone in a towel. I just Thanksgiving. So yeah, we're gonna talk about your football team because mine ruined my father's life yesterday, and only the Giants could turn a gift to my father into a kick in the sack.
Trust me on this, Dad. You'll appreciate this later.
You'll thank me later. Flap. So yeah, there you go. That's why they're there. There you go. That wasn't in the blitz. My season's over after 1 week. Great.
We should have put that in the blitz and just had that as the blitz.
My poor dad. Do you understand what it takes for my dad not to finish a sandwich? Only guy, Kenny, who likes sandwiches more than you. He's the sandwich king. Sad sandwich. End table.
That's high praise right there.
End
sandwich
table.
Sandwich king.
End table. Oh. You know what it takes for my dad to do anything on a Sunday and not watch football? Act of God. Or Godzilla-sized Daniel Jones popping squat. Yeah, good. Laugh it up. Good. Laugh it up. That's nice. Here's my gift to you. You've heard me talk about injury attorney David Femininio for some time. Just listen to the results that David has gotten his team. You know what, David, if you're out there, I want to sue the New York Giants. You do that for me? Can I sue for breaking a senior citizen's balls?